There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of these airwaves. The number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the Silk Road Trial, as it has been called. Some are saying, don't call it the Silk Road Trial, call it the Russ Ulbricht Trial. But at this point, I think it's fair enough to call it the Silk Road Trial, because Russ Ulbricht has admitted to being the original Dread Pirate Roberts, being the person who set up the Silk Road, claiming that he bailed out just after a few months. And the prosecution, of course, is saying that's nonsense and that he's been continuing on the entire time. And they're both going to present evidence. And so it's going to be an interesting, what is expected to be 4 to 6 week long trial. Our friends Michelle Seven and Derek J. Freeman are down there. I know Derek's intending to stay through at least a couple of longer than that. I don't know how long Michelle's planning on being there, but we are going to be hearing from her. She has contacted me to let me know she is in the middle of a meeting at the moment. I believe Ross Ulbricht's mother is involved in that meeting, who, by the way, she has stood by her son. And one of the big questions, as I think Daryl Perry pointed out to us during a break, Mark, is is this new information to Ross's mother? Did he tell her, Mom, yeah, look, I was the guy who set this site up? Or did she just discover that today for the first time, like the rest of us?
That would be pretty devastating.
So we're going to, you know, find out as much as we can about this. I've been following this all day long, Mark. I did a blog post over at freekeen.com about what the scene was like on the outside of the courthouse, because there was what happened inside, which is what we kind of summed up in the first hour. The prosecutor, they did jury selection, they did the opening statements, and they may have begun with a witness at the very end of the day. Maybe not. I'm not real clear on that. But so there's what happened inside, and then there's what happened outside, where there were over a dozen supporters bright and early out there from all across the country, people from as far away as Austin, Texas, including John Bush, who came from the Liberty Beat. The Liberty Beat had the best coverage of this all day long. John had been updating his website at thelibertybeat.com. There's a page on there dedicated to just the updates, and I'll post that on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter so you can access that. He's been pulling tweets. He's been pulling, you know, people Facebook posts and mainstream media articles and just kind of putting it all up there, summarizing what's happened today. His site was hit so hard by visitors, by traffic today, it went down multiple times. They had to crank up the website, you know, back-end functions to really make it to work. So a lot of people are paying attention to what's happening in this case. Whether or not the mainstream media is paying attention is another question, but you know, groups like Wired, Vice, these guys are covering the case, and they're covering it very, very well. So some things that I noted today. First of all, we did talk about how prospective jurors were getting booted if they had seen the activists with the signs out front. Our friend Derek J., our co-host Monday nights, he was holding a sign at one point that said 30 years to life for an honest website. Damo Freeman, who was here on Sunday night, he had a sign that said, web hosting is not a crime. WTF. Now, and these, the purpose of these signs, Mark, were to sort of alert people, maybe the jurors, as to what the potential punishment is that Ross Ulbricht is facing. And in the Western system of justice, putting quotes around that, in this crazy justice system that we have here, the jury's not supposed to know that.
That isn't always the case. It depends on the state, the jurisdiction, that kind of thing.
Okay, I haven't heard of a jurisdiction where the jury is allowed to know.
In some cases, they can help pick the sentence.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Where?
Look, I don't know these jurisdictions, man.
Was it like that in Florida?
I don't know the specifics.
Oh, that's news to me, Mark. That's interesting, because it's certainly not that like that in New Hampshire, and apparently it's not like at the federal level, because...
Well, the idea is that a jury is just supposed to decide what guilt or innocent is.
They're supposed to decide the facts.
And then the judge, the professional, will step in and decide what the punishment is to rectify this person's thinking. And that's the whole idea. Not that any of us listening here believe for a second that the government's any good at fixing people's thinking with their judicial system.
Well, the government's scared that the jury is going to have a conscience, and that's why they don't want them to see the signage. Because if the jury sees that this guy's facing 30 years to life in prison for really doing not much more than putting a website together, then that might just make, okay, well, even if the government proved their case, 30 years, that's not right for this crime. And they may just go with not guilty based on that. And that's what the government doesn't want to happen.
It's also, like, the human mind is going to equivocate, right? It's going to make little deals with itself. And so if you're like, well, I thought because all he was doing was facing 2 weeks or whatever in jail, what's the big deal? This is all over. I can go home and have a hamburger. That's something entirely different than saying, yes, I found him guilty and he's going to spend 30 years in prison as a result, but I wasn't really sure. And I don't think juries in this country take their oath to believe what a reasonable doubt. I think there's all kinds of reasonable doubts out there in many of these cases, and the juries just want to go home.
Yeah, there's a lot of valid critiques about how bad this jury system is, but I think that the more information the jurors can have to make a decision, the better. The court doesn't agree with that, however, and the court was willing to threaten the jury indirectly over what the activists were doing outside.
Right, and this is a chilling effect on protests. You know, the government says that you have freedom of speech and that you can do protests if that's what you want to do, but then they'll throw out every single juror that you, every potential juror that you educate in the process.
Well, not only that, so that's what they did today, Mark. They threw out jurors who had seen the signage out front, and also Jim Babb was there from Philadelphia with some of the Philly activists. Mm-hmm. They were handing out jury nullification information. Plus, you weren't here during this show that we did, but we had Jim on to talk about the fundraiser they were doing to buy billboard advertising, kind of not, I guess more like bus stop kind of advertising, mm-hmm. in New York City, in locations surrounding the district court, the federal district court.
Interesting.
So they spent a few $1,000 and bought some really nice jury rights outreach signage outside that's permanent. You know, it's not held by activists; it's there held by billboard kind of things. And so they've had those up for at least a couple of weeks, and so adding to that, they were actually out in front of the courthouse, and they covered both courthouse entrances this morning in case the juror is going to come one way or the other,
mm-hmm.
and they handed out information to everybody who was coming by, and apparently Jim Babb says that at some point the judge basically said that if you had received that information, you are not to look at it. You're not, if you're a juror or potential juror and you receive that information about jury nullification, you are not to read that information.
This is a 1,000-year right of juries. This is what the English common law is based on, is the right of a jury to judge the law, not just the person. And, the judicial system's perverted. And I don't think anyone can deny that at this point.
So to add more insult to injury here, Josie Wales, the outlaw, she posted on Facebook from the judge. Now she's summarizing, paraphrasing what was said. She warned the courtroom, this is the judge Catherine Forrest, warned the courtroom later this afternoon that if by 9:30 a.m. tomorrow activists continue to show support outside of the courthouse and anyone tries to inform jurors of their rights, the jury will be anonymous and sequestered.
Wow.
Now, what I'd like to know is, what does that mean, that the jury will be anonymous? Do they have a little room that they can keep them in where it'll be a video trial and they'll have to watch on a TV set to where the people who are observing the trial can't observe the jury? Are they going to put black bags over the jurors' heads and wheel them into the courtroom? What does it mean to have an anonymous jury? I don't understand that. I've never come across it before. If you know the answer, please, can you call in 855-450-FREE? That just sounds crazy to me.
I suppose they could set up the courtroom in such a way that there's a, the jury's difficult to see from the
observation. Like put a chalkboard in front of them or something like that?
Well, maybe there's a box already. I don't know. We don't know what the courtroom looks like. They won't let anything in there.
Yeah, you can't bring a camera in. You can't bring a cell phone in. You can bring a notepad and a pencil into mm-hmm. the courtroom, and that's it. That's it. So, in addition, Ross's lawyer publicly addressed the courtroom, encouraging people to heed the judge's warning because he says activists are only hurting his case.
It looks that way, right? Like that's. But do you see how that's evil? Mm-hmm. Like the judge, The activists are out there educating people about their constitutional rights, and the judge is punishing the
he's
the
punishing defendant. Everyone. He's punishing the defendant. He's punishing the jury. He's punishing the activist.
The
state. The judge is the state. The court. More coming up here in moments. 855, 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like toll free. We're talking about the Silk Road trial of Ross Ulbricht, who has now admitted to have been the creator of the Silk Road, to be the initial Dread Pirate Roberts, but is saying he was not the Dread Pirate Roberts at the time the site was taken offline, and that he hadn't been for a long time, but had somehow been lured back in by the operators of the site and then framed as the operator of the site. And so we're going to learn more about this as the trial develops over the next several weeks. If you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data. So right now, if you're not using ProXPN, your internet service provider, they're probably logging all of the websites you visit and the search terms that you enter, maybe keeping those logs for up to 5 years in some cases. And, you know, privacy is more important now than it's ever been. Silk Road case is yet another example of that. So you have to take precautions in order to protect your privacy. You can't expect someone else to do it for you. And this is one good step on that road towards as much privacy as you can get. It's one step, and it's a good one, and it's an affordable one. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and take that step, because you can jump in for free with their free account. You can download their software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices as well. So pretty much whatever device you're using, you can get ProXPN for it. And even Linux users, you can use ProXPN. proxpn.com/FTL. Use code FTL 50 when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account to get the ability to privately torrent, to get past regionally blocked websites, as well as get servers, access servers all around the world, and you have unlimited bandwidth to do it. So proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. That's proxpn.com/FTL. We'll talk more about the Silk Road case and not just what went on inside the courtroom, because we are waiting to hear from one of the court observers who was actually there throughout the day today, but also what happened on the outside with Derek J. Freeman, our co-host from Monday nights, the co-host, the host of Free Talk, or the host of Peace News Now, and also Cop Block Radio. He was there throughout the day today, but as I understand it, he was outside the court. So there was a lot to do from an activist perspective as well. And he made headlines. The activists that were out there were reported on by The Guardian, USA, I think the BBC. There's all kinds of reports about the Ulbricht trial, and many of them feature photographs of our friends standing out in front of the courthouse. So we're going to continue here. Your calls about anything go, however. Pete is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Pete.
How you doing? Well,
Pete, what's on your mind tonight?
I work in the nonprofit sector, and I was just doing guard duty in front of the nonprofit. And suddenly the police, all of them, they show up with their guns drawn, and there's this guy in a vehicle that I guess it was reported stolen. The public works person that was driving by probably read the license plate with some machine and reported it, that it came up stolen. So the police, this is overkill and stuff, but cop car after cop car after cop car, you know, point their gun at him, and then they take the guy into custody and whatnot. But, I mean, it's crazy. Everything they're doing is overkill. I got it on tape.
So this was your chance, Pete. I mean, this was your chance to pull out your gat and start blasting. That's what you've called to advocate on the show. I don't agree with it. I don't advocate that. But
I didn't have my rocket launcher or my pineapple grenades or my AK-47 handy then.
Well, what a surprise.
I don't want to do people harm. They didn't try to attack me, so I don't have a right to defend myself. But
you have the right to defend the other guy?
He was guilty. He's
How do you know that? He hasn't been proven guilty in a court of law.
Well, you know what? It was reported stolen. Either he doesn't know what the hell he's doing driving a stolen car, or he stole it. So, no victory.
Yeah, this is what I'm sort of wondering here. Isn't this really just a good point for these license plate readers? The cops were able to get back somebody's car. How often does that happen?
1984. And, you know, it took a minute for them to respond. But this is Long Beach, you know. But, I mean, we're in a Big Brother society. But mark my words, you know, when people have nothing to lose or they feel they have nothing to lose, they're the person in the vehicle, they're going to just pineapple grenade and unload. And, you know, you watch. That's why they want to take the guns from the veterans and people. And that's why they want to try to intimidate us. When I was done filming, one of the police that was standing guard, he tried to intimidate me. He didn't say anything, but I know what he was doing because I saw him in the body language of another car. I know that they were motioning to me and the other guy. And what happened is I told him to get off our private property, and he left, but Yeah, they were trying to intimidate me because they saw me film.
Well, that's what the police do. Thanks for the call, Pete. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The police are trained to be intimidating. That is their gig. They want to, you know, make you believe that they're in charge and that you can't question them and that you can't film them. And, look, I don't get along with Pete's viewpoint. I don't think that being violent toward the police is okay. And, obviously, he doesn't think it's okay in every circumstance. I'm glad to hear that that he wasn't tallying that particular viewpoint today. But, yeah, you know, recording the police, that's going to get some of them upset. That could result in you having your camera stolen from you. It could result in you being arrested. Our friend James Cleveland, who actually was down at the Ross Ulbricht trial today, he was one of the folks outside holding signs. He was arrested last summer in 2014. He was arrested for recording video of the police. He recently went to court, and he defended himself, I thought, very, very well on those criminal charges. He has yet to be convicted. The judge has yet to rule in that particular case.
Took it under advisement kind of thing?
Yes, yes. So that will likely be coming very soon, I would imagine, because the trial happened at the very end of 2014, like on the 30th or something like that. So we'll probably see a ruling on that relatively soon. But those cops arrested James, in my opinion, because he was recording video of them, because he was in a place that they thought was too close, but James thought was well enough away from the situation. It was a suicide attempt.
And he moved, the cops, he moved for the police when they asked him
yes.
to move.
He just didn't go as far as they wanted him to, because they moved. They moved him to one point, and then they said, don't cross this line. Or the cop said, don't cross this line. He agreed to not cross that line. And then another cop came up and said he needed to keep moving back.
Right. At some point or another, when are you the press? When does the press get to say, you know what? I can't get a shot from
yeah.
here. You're just moving me so I can't get a shot.
Exactly.
And that's really the difficulty was when you take these, you know, terms, legal terms like reasonable and that sort of thing, is there's either freedom of the press or there isn't. And as far as I'm concerned, a member of the press should be able to get into, you know, where the action is. And if they take a bullet, that's what
yeah.
happens.
There is not true freedom of the press. It's better here than in other places. I don't want somebody to call in and say, you guys, it's worse than all these other countries.
Just imagine if you were in Addis Ababa. You'd be dead right now.
But, you know, where was that? Addis Ababa? What did you
Addis
say?
Addis Ababa?
it's worse in other countries. But it's bad in a lot of ways here. I mean, you've got police intimidating people. If you go to photographyisnotacrime.com, there's no shortage of it. Not just police. There's a new video up recently of a fire chief grabbing one of the Photography Is Not a Crime guy's videos or his video devices. Right in, he's just standing there recording. The guy, dude, reaches out and grabs it like it's his. And then he lets it go. He doesn't actually take the recording device. He grabs it and then sort of, I think, realizes what he just did, mm-hmm. lets it go, and then starts making excuses about, how he just wanted to see what was on it.
Yeah, you know, the firemen don't get the training that cops do. But if I can make a generalization as a fireman, you know, you're the personality type that's going to take action when something occurs, right? Like, so, you know, if they feel threatened in whatever way, they're likely to take action.
This fireman left a building and walked like 300 feet to approach this guy to do this. Wasn't like he was caught off guard or something. More coming up, 855-450-FREE. We'll talk to you more about the Ross Ulbricht trial situation that was developing today.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
LegalZoom.com is a great place to go take care of those legal documents that are such a pain in our lives. But they're also expensive if you're going to go through some attorney or something like that. Now, LegalZoom.com, they're not a bunch of attorneys, but they were started by an attorney. And what they do is they create legal documents by asking you questions, and they're accepted in all 50 states. Millions of people have used LegalZoom.com. And you can, you know, whether it's, I've got this giant list here, whether it's a divorce or a living trust or a living will or a trademark or a patent, a business annual report, an LLC, a not-for-profit annual report, whatever it is you might need, they've got it likely over there. So before you pay a bunch of money for paperwork or try to fabricate your own, go to LegalZoom.com. I got my will there, and if you don't have a will, you need one. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
All right, our toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Skype. Skype username's LRN.FM. Talking about the Silk Road Ross Ulbricht trial. Breaking news tonight is that he has admitted via his attorney's opening statement today that he was the creator of the Silk Road, but says he didn't continue operating the site after a short time.
I did it, but I didn't do it.
And he's also saying he was framed by the site's real operator, who has yet to be revealed.
Mm.
Now, whether they will be able to reveal who that person is, I don't know. I don't imagine he knows who that other person is. But then again, the understanding I have is that they did find information on his laptop, allegedly, that identified some of the other operators of the site. So, you know, I don't know. We're going to find out more about that as time goes on, or the allegations. Now, it seems like his defense attorney is saying that somehow that evidence was planted, that the evidence on the laptop that they claim they found him using in a library in San Francisco when they arrested him, they say that he was in the administrative end, the back end of the Silk Road, which seems pretty damning, but they're saying that that's evidence that was planted there and that Ross wasn't actually doing that. Mm. At least that's my understanding of what was written over at Wire.com by Andy Greenberg today. There was a press conference this afternoon after the trial. John Bush from the Liberty Beat was involved in that press conference. I've yet to see that footage, but Derek J. Freeman has video from the press conference, and that will be released later on tonight at freekeen.com, so stay tuned for that. If you want to see some pictures from outside of the trial, some pics of the various different activists and some of the creative signs that they had, you can go to freekeen.com. It is the top story there right now.
There are some great signs and some great pictures from today's protest.
Yeah.
But it sounds like the Ross Ulbricht's lawyers want all that stuff to stop. They don't want the activisting.
Well, and that is an interesting bone of contention, right? Because the attorneys cannot, you know, they can't force the guys to stop out front.
Sure.
Now, you know, maybe the attorney asking for people to stop holding signs and to stop talking to potential jurors and that kind of thing, maybe that will be enough. Maybe that will be enough to persuade the people out front to stop. But whenever you're doing public activism, one thing you can't control is who the hell shows up to join you.
That's true.
So, you know, for all we know, an agent provocateur will go out there tomorrow, or somebody who just doesn't give a damn and just, you know, continue on with holding signs, and then the judge will then, she's promised to make the jury anonymous and sequester them. So right now, I'm surprised the jury's not sequestered in a trial this large. And maybe what she means by sequester is meaning more carefully sequester, because doesn't the government normally, like, in a trial like this, put the jurors up in a hotel? Or is that just happen in the movies?
That mostly in the movies. So they're,
wow.
In many cases, they're going home at night and they're just told, now don't look this up on the internet. That wouldn't be acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going home at night and that sort of thing. Mm. It's rare. O.J. Simpson is obviously doesn't stick to this rule. But in most cases, people are going home at night.
So, okay, that's interesting. And I presume in Manhattan they're pulling from, I wonder how far away. Like, how does the federal jury selection work? We know that here in New Hampshire, if they're picking jury names, they're coming from either the voter rolls or the driver's license. They mix all those names in together, and then they randomly pull from those names, from what I understand. How does it work with a federal court? From how far away?
Right, they're not coming in from
people?
Philadelphia, right?
I don't know. I mean, how far does the district of the Manhattan court roll out?
I don't know. It's an interesting question.
Are people driving in from Connecticut, from the northern part of New York?
I'd be upset if I had to come into, if I had an hour and a half commute for jury duty for 6 weeks.
I know there's only...
I think you'd have to put me up at a hotel at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing there's probably another federal district court in the northern part of the state, so it's probably
there's
not...
There's probably another federal district court in the northern part of the city.
New York? Yeah, it could be. I don't know about that, Mark. This one is right next to the Supreme Court, from what I understand. The New York Supreme Court. So there's a lot to talk about here, and you're welcome to share your thoughts. Your thoughts, especially after finding out the revelation that Ross Ulbricht is the creator of the Silk Road. That's the bombshell from today. I mean, there's no doubt that's big, big, big news.
I don't think it's a bombshell, frankly.
Well, I actually had speculated that he could have been, set up as a patsy. And that's
Is he a patsy or not? I mean, if you're the creator of the website, claiming that somebody's a patsy is not claiming that they've set up the website and now they're being framed. Okay.
Well, but he is saying he's been framed, right? He's saying that that he did not operate the website after a certain period of time, a fairly short period of time, that it was in someone else's hands. Somehow they tricked him or something, or bribed him or whatever. I don't know what the story is going to be there. They somehow brought him back in to set him up to take the fall for operating this website.
What I've thought all along. For me, if you want to know what I've thought, is they caught this guy with his computer open up at the library in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Dread Pirate Roberts, and I think he's been the Dread Pirate Roberts all along. And
why would he go to the library to do this kind of
why
work?
Why is he still in America? Why? Yeah. I mean, none of this stuff makes any sense to me. Once you tell me Dread Pirate Roberts was caught in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. All the sense runs out of the situation. Now, I don't know, but I tend to think that he's being set up on the murder charge stuff so that they can make these charges look worse, to make him look like a real kingpin.
So Daryl just sent me the qualifications for jury service from the federal government. You have to be a so-called U.S. citizen, be 18 years of age, reside primarily in the judicial district for 1 year, be adequately proficient in English to satisfactorily complete the juror qualification form, have no disqualifying mental or physical condition, not currently be subject to felony charges punishable by imprisonment for more than a year, and have never been convicted of a felony unless your civil rights have been legally restored. And
I'm out of that.
Yeah, so I guess I'm still wondering where they get the names from. Is it income tax forms? Where do they pull the names? Social Security? How do they get that information? I don't know, just curious. You can share your thoughts here with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I've been following along with the various different Silk Road posts throughout the day today. The other big outrage, of course, is how the jurors have been treated as essentially a political pawn by the judge.
Yeah.
She doesn't like the fact that there are activists out front.
All she wants is enough butts to fill those seats so that she can get a conviction. This lady has shown what she believes. She has given every motion, it seems, has gone to the prosecution.
Just about every one.
Like nothing to the defense.
Yeah. Yeah, it's totally a setup. It's, you know, as I pointed out in my blog post at freekeen.com, the judge and the prosecutor are on the same team. Not only do they get paid by the same group, the federal government, they're getting the same paycheck signed by whoever. Not only is that the case, but as you pointed out, she is totally in the prosecution's pocket and is doing everything that they've asked, to the point where she's even restricted the witness list to where the defense only found out about the witnesses
right.
A matter of days ago.
She's violated my understanding of sort of the judicial system, you know, decades and centuries of law, precedent here. She just decided, you can't have the witness list until just a couple of days before. You really can't prepare.
All right, so you can share your thoughts here. There's other stuff to talk about here tonight if we get the chance. Venezuela, things are pretty insane in Venezuela, and we haven't talked about what's been going on over there in a little while, so we'll give you an update on that. And maybe you were at this Ross Ulbricht trial today or outside and you want to share your experiences. This is Free Talk Live.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. Want beautiful hardwood? Get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected
tested hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial on in toll free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So feel free to do that and bring up anything you want. I'm just looking through at the various different news surrounding the Silk Road trial, the trial of Ross Ulbricht that kicked off today, is expected to last 4 to 6 weeks. This is a trial that is being touted as something that could change the face of law enforcement and the internet, in that, you know, if Ross Ulbricht is found guilty of all of these different counts, that could somehow lead the government to being more likely to finding webmasters to being responsible for the content of their websites. And there's also big questions as far as, you know, can they really prove that Ross Ulbricht was the Dread Pirate Roberts at the time of the arrest? He has admitted to having been Dread Pirate Roberts in the past, that he was the creator of the Silk Road, but ultimately handed over control to someone else. Looking through the Forbes article here that posts some of the photos of Ross Ulbricht and the federal evidence, federal agents took a photo of his computer at the Glen Park Library after arresting him on October 1st, 2013. The photo shows his computer username as Frosty. Earlier investigation linked that online name to Ulbricht's email address in a post that he'd made to a coding forum about Silk Road. This photo was released as evidence back in November, so we actually have a picture from just moments after the arrest where they snapped a picture of the screen of his laptop, what did it allegedly look like at that time, and the name Frosty is in the upper right-hand corner. So what that is in reference to, having read the indictment of Ross Ulbricht when he was arrested back in 2013, that username had to do with a post. The investigator of the federal government's investigator that was the primary agent on this case, he claimed that he wanted to find the first mention of the Silk Road. Let's go back in time and find the place on the internet where the Silk Road was very first mentioned.
Okay.
And they found that. And the person who posted about that, the username or the email address associated with it, I forget which one, was Frosty.
That's the idea.
Yeah. So the idea being that, okay, Ross Ulbricht is Frosty, is what they're alleging, and that Ross Ulbricht was Frosty, and he posted that first post like, hey, you know, come check out this underground drug market on the tour. You know, that kind of thing. The first promotional post about the Silk Road. And it sounds like that might have been the case, right? Like, if Ross is admitting to having been Dread Pirate Roberts, the creator of the website, then it would make sense that
he was Frosty,
right? So that's some of the evidence that has already been revealed. They also have another picture which suggests that Ulbricht maintained a special administrative account to oversee Silk Road called the Mastermind. It's a special Tor-based URL. The page displays an account that had nearly $6.8 million worth of bitcoins in it at that time. The photo was also released as evidence. So this is the account that they claim that Ulbricht was logged into at the time that they arrested him at the library, the so-called Mastermind. Has been released as well. So, continue here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Another picture shown here on the Forbes story, and I'll link to these on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. If you would like to access those, you can go to news.freetalklive.com to follow us in whatever your favorite way is. Federal agents also took another photo at the Glen Park Library. This photo suggests that Ulbricht kept a special username when making Silk Road-related correspondence, possibly through Tor-supported online messaging service TorChat. The username was Dread. This photo was released, and again, in their pack of evidence released in November. So, you know, they're going to be making what seems like is going to be a pretty strong case, and it's going to be a real challenge for the defense to somehow pitch their story that this was all a setup, that Ross was framed, and they're going to have to get these government guy jury people to believe this story. This is a tough case.
Yep, I feel very bad for this guy. He's
a hero for sure.
He's not a hero if he's guilty of these murder charges that they have not convicted him of, that they just kind of laid out there, and that they're allowing the prosecution to talk about without convicting him of, which I find to be reprehensible. If he's guilty of that, there's no way I'm going to call him a hero. But at this point, the guy is innocent. It's my job to presume him innocent until proven guilty, and they haven't proven him guilty of that.
Well, right, and I doubted it the first time I heard those claims.
Right, I tend to doubt them too.
Ross Ulbricht and Dread Pirate Roberts were both, the posts that Dread Pirate Roberts made online throughout its history, had been very libertarian, you know, very voluntarist, very peaceful sounding oriented things. Now the argument, Mark, for what, let's say it's true, let's say that the hitman allegations are true, there is an argument, kind of a libertarian argument, that can be made to say that Ulbricht would have been within his rights to do what he did. So if somebody is going to, let's say, okay, so he's working with one of these people. One of the stories is that he was working with this person on the Silk Road, and the person got busted or something like that in some way, and that person was going to roll on Ross. And thereby,
how can you possibly know if somebody's going to do that? That's pre-crime. If they haven't,
yep, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
I wouldn't allow the government to do that.
Yeah, the idea being that the person was going to roll on Ross and put him in jeopardy.
You can use deadly force if deadly force is going to be used on you.
Right. Is it considered deadly force if you're going to go to prison for the rest of your life?
I would think there's an argument for that, but only if you're innocent of it. If the person's going to tell the truth, and then the government's going to see, there's nothing wrong with telling the truth. So if I claim that you're running a online drug marketplace to the government, I'm not the one who's initiating force on you.
Actually, the government is. But snitching is allowing the government to initiate that force.
Understood.
And there is something wrong with snitching, even if it is the truth.
I don't think that it's okay to snitch on somebody who hasn't done anything to harm anyone else, because I understand the consequences of it. But if you're talking about a sort of libertarian world, the person who's snitching is only telling the truth. They're not actually initiating force. The initiator of force is the government agents that are then saying, you have told us the truth. Our silly laws allow us to harm you if somebody tells the truth on the
matter
like this.
Yeah, but if you know that by telling the truth that person is going to have force initiated against them, isn't that to some extent make you guilty?
If your philosophy requires someone else to lie, you've got a crappy philosophy.
Well, you can just not talk.
That's a good.
It's
a good option, but now you're requiring somebody else to sort of be courageous and informed on a subject. It's difficult to know.
When you enter into this agreement to run the Silk Road, to join the good ship of the Dread Pirate Roberts, you presumably would enter into a pact to understand that this is a secret organization, that you're agreeing to not violate the secrecy and the sanctity of that organization.
We need a death pact for Free Talk Live. We could sign it tonight after the show. Just type something up that if you say anything bad that I don't like about me, I can kill you. And then I don't know exactly what you'd say, but that'd be awesome, right? Like you just sign a contract. Then
this isn't a secret organization. We're not trying to hide in the shadows, and we're not facing federal prison time for talking on the radio. But these guys were facing the rest of their lives in prison. They should have been pledging their lives and their sacred honor. I mean, that's the kind of level of agreement we should be talking about here. So to violate an agreement like that,
I don't know that agreement was made, but it probably should have been.
Yeah, I don't know if it was explicitly made, but it certainly should have been.
I don't know that we implicitly have a death pact. I'm not sure that those exist.
Look, I'm not saying that. I'm not actually arguing for. I'm not actually arguing for the position that a hitman would be justified. I'm just saying there is an argument for it. I'm not taking that argument. I was just playing devil's advocate on that one. I think that that there is an argument for it. Now, whether or not it was justified or not, I'd love to hear from you. What do you think? Was if Ross Ulbricht was involved in the alleged murders for hire? Is there a legitimate reason for that, to protect his website from these people who were willing to aggress against him? I don't know. I don't think there's a real firm answer on that. At least I don't feel like there's a firm answer.
I can tell you, trying to turn it around in my mind, I can tell you that the average person out there can be convinced that it's okay to say, frag your officer. If you've got an officer leading your platoon, a lieutenant, a butter bar leading your platoon, and he is completely incompetent and shows not just incompetence, but sort of willful, courageous ignorance, that he's going to get us all killed, that I think that there's a pretty good argument that people would make, okay, you fragged him, all right.
Mutiny.
In that circumstance, it would be okay. I don't know. I'm just trying to look at it from both sides here.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Madness in Venezuela. We'll tell you what's happening coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Jeff Woolery here. I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.